Free Talk Live, it is your show, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We get things started here tonight by going straight into your calls. Across the pond first to Ziggy in the UK. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hello. According to Mark, we are the land where we do not refer to marijuana as marijuana. We refer to it as hemp.
No, I said, well, it's an English word just because, you know, I imagine they call... What do they call marijuana in England?
Pot, marijuana, the herb.
Cannabis?
I refer to it as ganja.
Okay.
Which I think is ganja.
Okay, so what you're calling to a correct mark, and that you're saying that people in the UK do not call cannabis hemp.
No,
they don't.
I didn't make that claim.
Oh,
I just said that it was an English word, and you know that's the that's the language we speak over here. And somebody was calling in to say that they didn't like marijuana because it was a derogatory term, and he liked cannabis better. And I said that marijuana is a Spanish word, a word of Spanish origin, and cannabis is of a Latin origin. Why not use hemp? It's English origin.
Anyways, no, I'm calling in to you had an email about the knife laws in this country.
Mm-hmm.
They were right in saying that knives less than 3 inches are legal to carry. However, what they forgot to tell you is you have to prove that it's part of your work.
Really?
If you're a carpenter or a builder.
So if you don't have a job-related reason to have a 3-inch knife or a 2-inch knife, then it's off limits for you.
Yeah, that's basically right. I know this for a fact because I had a 70-pound, that's $140, Swiss Army penknife confiscated.
Really?
Wow.
Now,
yeah.
My dad carried probably a 3-inch pocket knife, maybe 2.5 inches or something blade, in his pocket every day of his life, the whole time I knew him. And it was one of his things to keep it so sharp that he could cut the hair on his arm, you know, to just show you how sharp it was. You know, and it was one of those things that he really liked to do. Are you saying that just that little tiny pocket knife you wouldn't be able to carry?
Basically, yeah. I mean, they have, I'm serious here, they have metal detecting checkpoints on the London subways now.
Wow.
Where they do spot checks on people.
So they've even gone further than New York City and other cities here in America have gone. We were just talking last night about how New York now has roving gangs of cops armed to the teeth, wearing body armor. Yeah, with dogs with them.
Spraying 50 bullets into a wedding, I hear.
Oh yeah. It wasn't
a wedding. The guy had.
He was going to get married.
Yeah, he was going to be married the next day.
That day. It was his wedding day, and then they made it so the cops cleared. They cleared the cops, so they murdered a man in cold blood, and they got away.
I don't
think
they were stopping a crime with 50 bullets.
No.
Well, I mean, how many bullets does it take to shoot somebody?
Apparently
50. Don't they train them to aim?
I don't know.
It's just an awful story. Ziggy, thanks for the call tonight, dude.
Yeah,
we appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We continue here at the other amp line. It's Will in Oregon. Are you in Oregon right now?
Yes, I am still in Oregon.
Probably going to be there for at least a little while longer. You're Will Buchanan from walkforliberty.com. And this is actually, I think, the first call-in you've done since you began your walk of over a week ago at this point. You're walking from one side of America to another, North America here, starting in Oregon, ending in New Hampshire, to promote the Free State Project, a movement of 20,000 activists that are moving, liberty activists moving to New Hampshire, and also to promote Ron Paul's candidacy. So how's it been going so far, Will?
It's going pretty good. We had a few setbacks at first, I guess. We had a couple dead ends that we got to when we were trying to bypass this busy highway to be a little safer.
Mm.
And we've had some blisters. And
I'm sure there's
going to
be some blisters.
I'm sorry?
There's going to be some blisters, I'm sure.
Yeah, when you're walking a lot, that's pretty much a guarantee. And we've had some cold weather, but we're progressing on. We're, I think, about probably 15 to 20 miles out of Portland now. So I think I walked about probably close to 60 miles so far.
I feel so bad. I'm watching your videos on I guess they're up on walkforliberty.com, but you also have a YouTube channel, which is also Walk for Liberty. And I've been watching the videos. I feel awful that you got all this cold weather. There's still snow on the ground out there in Oregon. It's raining. It's miserable. And we've got sunshine here in New Hampshire.
Beautiful.
And it's just lovely out.
Wow.
We were out for a bike ride today. I don't want to rub it in too much, but I just feel bad sitting there. Oh, poor Will and his wife are just going through this torture. It's just amazing what you're doing for... I'm sorry, go ahead.
We just got out of the mountains, so we're on more flat ground now, and I don't know if it's because of that or what, or just the weather's changed, but actually it's pretty nice today. It's probably in the low 70s, I would guess, and I'm kind of wearing what I usually do, and I'm actually a little bit hot now.
So you're doing this. What was it that that made you decide to take this route to New Hampshire as opposed to just packing up your stuff and moving out to New Hampshire from Hawaii? Why this interim, 2,000 mile or however long it is? I don't even know. What is the actual length of the trip?
We don't have our exact route planned out, but it'll probably be around 3,700 miles or so.
Wow, 3,700. I was way off there. Okay.
Yeah.
3,700 miles. What was it that, really sparked that in you, Will?
Well, it was actually my wife Brooke's idea originally.
Hmm.
She was, I was wanting to quit my job because I was just kind of burnt out in it, and I knew it wasn't really something that I wanted to do. I'd been working at it a while, but it wasn't really my passion,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to do something liberty-oriented, make a contribution in that area, hopefully someday make money from it. And she actually had the idea, because we were planning on moving to New Hampshire, I guess originally probably this fall, what our original plans were. So we were living in Hawaii, and she came up with the idea of, hey, why don't we walk from the West Coast to New Hampshire to get there, when we move there? And I thought it was a great idea right from the beginning.
It is a great idea. And have you gotten any attention outside of Free Talk Live and your YouTube views and your blog?
Not so far. We've contacted several media outlets in Portland. We haven't received any response yet, but we're still a little bit outside of Portland, so... Hopefully we'll get some response in that before we get through.
Don't forget the small towns. The small town newspapers, they don't have they don't have nearly as much to talk about that's going on in their town.
Yeah, that's true.
Portland, lots of things going on. So.
Someone walking through mm-hmm. their town on a trek across America, that's pretty newsworthy for a little burg, if you will. I think that's a great idea, Mark. And especially, radio
and
hosts.
And there might actually
well.
Be more liberty-oriented people in the small towns that would be interested.
Yeah, definitely.
In that idea.
Well, that's what we understand from some of the people that have contacted us. We got on in Oregon recently on KMED in Medford, and from what I understand, outside of the real urban zones, it's a very kind of, more open, freedom-minded people tend to live out there. At least that's what I understand. So, yeah, it would certainly be worth doing that research and making those phone calls. And, of course, contacting talk show hosts might be something you'll want to consider as well as you go through their areas. Call the more, contact the morning show hosts or whatever the talk stations are in the area. They might find what you're doing interesting as well. And, those kind of guys are always looking for an interview.
Oh, that's a good idea. So that's like the local talk show host.
Yeah, exactly. So you're going to keep this up, and at this point, your estimated time of arrival is what, sometime in October or something like that, as far as getting to New Hampshire?
Yeah, October, November. We're still not up to our full, estimated daily walking amount of 20 to 30 or 20 to 25 miles a day. So depending on how long it takes us to get up to that, so I guess it's really kind of hard to estimate at this point. But yeah, I'd still like to shoot for at least November.
Don't rush it, man. Don't those blisters on your heels, they're tough.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Brooke's actually been having more problems because I had done some training in Hawaii before we left, but she wasn't really doing any. She wasn't even intending to walk the whole way.
Well, that's what I was saying. When I was watching the videos on your blog at walkforliberty.com, I, watched the footage of her blisters, and I just thought, she's not the one that's supposed to walk across the country. She should take it easy and get better before she gets back out on the road, because you guys are traveling with a camper. You don't want anybody to get any serious damage done. It's going to be fun, but it's also kind of risky. So be safe out there, Will. And thank you for the call tonight, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. That's dedication, man. That's an amazing trek across America in order to promote liberty. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Facts. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
Attention GCN listeners, would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. It is Ian here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you are a Saturday-only radio listener and you've not heard our weekday program, we've got one. You can get 6 shows a week from us free online at freetalklive.com. In fact, if you've missed some programming, you can go back for an entire year on us. There's no membership fee, and there's no jumping through hoops or logging in or having to look at advertisements or anything like that. I mean, we certainly have advertisers, but we don't force you to look at them in order to listen to the show like some other shows might. Head over to freetalklive.com and grab the archives for free. That's freetalklive.com. He's the enemy of the state. He's the agent of the sovereign individual. He's Tad Galahad, Freedom Engineer. The Anarcho-Capitalist Adventure Series continues at freedom-engineering.com. That's freedom-engineering.com. As we go to your phone calls, coming up, LASIK is under attack by the FDA. We'll tell you about it. Jamie in Nova Scotia first. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jamie.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, about a week ago, you guys mentioned that, well, I think it was you specifically, and that you had a problem with the term civil disobedience. To recap for the listeners, you
No,
were,
I don't know if I really have a problem with it, but some people have expressed that. Go ahead with your point, though.
Well, you were discussing that the term sort of implied that you were doing something that was wrong, that it was something that you shouldn't be doing, and you were trying to come up with a term that was better for that.
That's right. We had come up with, without much brainstorming, doing the right thing.
Right. Which I think you would ask somebody else what they thought of it, and they sort of said, well, it sounds kind of wishy-washy, a little bit vague. It's kind of hard to tell what you're really talking about when you say something like that.
Yeah.
My thought was something along the lines of a liberty demonstration or a liberty activity, something to imply that, you know, you're promoting the ideas of liberty, but at the same time it doesn't have quite the same negative connotation to it.
Does that suggest, though, that liberty only entails breaking the law?
I wasn't trying to suggest that.
I wasn't suggesting you were trying to. I was just saying that, you know, calling civil disobedience a liberty activity might suggest that.
Don't even suggest that they're associated. Just that when you're talking about something that you're going to do that normally you would have referred to as civil disobedience because you didn't have another word for it, you would say it's a liberty activity or a liberty demonstration to let people know here are the concepts of liberty. Like, for example, your poker or gambling tournament or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a liberty demonstration. You're showing people, hey, this is what you should do in a free society. There shouldn't be somebody coming in and saying, I shouldn't be able to do this.
I guess what you're saying is that as long as everything is peaceful and all is well, then that would be demonstrating that people can gamble without necessarily putting their house up for a mortgage or whatever, and that they can get along okay with one another in that instance.
Right.
Okay, that's an interesting idea. I like that.
You know, what you'd said about sort of a liberty activity, it makes me think really you've got either liberty or government control, because it's somebody out there that's going to control you, or you've got liberty. Those are the two things that are, you know, that's one side or the other. And that's the reason that, the Constitution put limits on the government, and the state constitutions put limits on
tried.
The state. They attempted to. And, you know, currently we have just a giant federal bureaucracy. We have the largest military in the world. As a matter of fact, we spend more on our military than all other militaries combined. And that money goes to show that we don't have liberty in the United States anymore. The concepts of freedom that this country
was
founded on.
But wait a minute, what? I thought it was because of the military that we're free. I thought it was because of the military that we're free to sit here on the air and spout off our liberty-oriented nonsense.
I think that the servant has become the master.
Any other thoughts for us, Jamie?
Well, one other thing that I wanted to comment on was the whole September 11th thing.
Okay.
I know you've discussed this, you know, all over the place, and I know your viewpoints on it. I'm not trying to dredge that up.
Okay.
It was more the end game thing. You would ask for a comment saying, you know, what do you see as an end game for investigating the whole September 11th thing?
This is generally the question that we'll ask any of the conspiracy crowd that calls in on the 9/11 thing, because it seems pointless to debate over factoids, because I don't know what the facts are, and I don't claim to know, and I don't care. And so I want to know what it is that they want. You know, what is it they think they're going to get down the line if indeed they can convince enough people that their conspiracy is true?
Exactly. And I have to say right off the bat that I'm not a truther. I've seen some of the videos. They're intriguing. They're certainly pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that I sort of started thinking about as a result of those things sort of leads me to what I think of as the end game for a 9/11 truther. And that's essentially pointing out to people that government doesn't work. If government's capable of doing this whole September 11th thing, then they shouldn't be in power at all. There's no
but that's not what they're doing. But that's
right?
not what the truthers do. They call for
that.
Change. They call for they want to put their people in. They want to put a lot of them believe in the idea of good government. They believe that this government's evil, but they believe that if their folks and the people that are on their side could get in, you know, Ron Paul is someone they got behind, and we like Ron Paul.
Right, I believe in good government.
But they believe that they can change this beast. They believe that they can, you know, make the leopard change its spots, so to speak. And the fact is, government, by its nature, if it is not operating on a voluntary basis, cannot be good. And that's not the message they're spreading one iota.
Well, I can't really have an opinion on that because I don't really follow the truthers, really. I was thinking more of a potential endgame that makes sense for the investigation. Just because, you know, I'm positive that the American people would be infuriated if it really came to light. Like, let's say that they did find 100% proof that 9/11 was an inside job, that they used that as a way of using the American taxpayers' money to fund a war that was really completely unwarranted.
Okay, I see where you're coming from on that. I can understand how you feel, but let's go back, you know, another 30 years back to the Vietnam War. I guess almost 40 years at this point. But let's go back to the Vietnam War, which was started in the Gulf of Tonkin event, which is a fabricated occurrence. It did not actually happen the way they claimed it did, and they used the Gulf of Tonkin as their excuse to go to war. And then 58,000 American men died over in Vietnam in yet another completely useless war. So even more Americans have died in the Vietnam War as compared to the Iraq conflict. So, I mean, why weren't Americans so upset then? I mean, certainly Americans have heard that the Gulf of Tonkin, many Americans must have heard by now that was fabricated, but yet they aren't upset. They haven't done anything significantly different. They've still continued to vote for Republicans and Democrats. Why do you believe, if you believe, that 9/11 would be so much more important to Americans?
The reason I believe that Americans would respond to that differently is because Americans saw this as an affront to themselves, that they got attacked on their soil, whereas Vietnam wasn't that. It was sending people off to go fight a war that they didn't really know much about until after the fact. And not only that, but, I mean, how much are you guys getting into debt over this war compared to the Vietnam War? It's almost to a point where you're not going to recover from it.
I see where you're coming from. I just think that Americans don't really remember much more than what happened, like a month ago or
That's
four
true.
Weeks ago. And maybe I'm just more pessimistic about how much Americans care about that sort of thing. But thank you for the call. And either way, I don't think the 9/11 truth thing is at all something we should be talking about. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your company need a new facility? I'm about to tell you something you might not believe, something the conventional construction companies don't want you to know. You can save a surprising amount in both time and money with a new premium quality building. How? Talk with Anthem Steel about a pre-engineered steel building. For valuable free information, just call 1-800-771-1868. Not only does an Anthem Steel building save you time and money, it's also fully customizable. Choose the size you want. Even choose the look of brick, stone, or stucco. And you won't believe how much you can save over conventional construction. This is information traditional construction companies don't want you to know. But if you're on the verge of building a new space, choose a sturdy, pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel and put all that extra time and money where it belongs, back into your business. For valuable free information, call 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868. 1-800-771-1868.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened at the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a six-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list a possible side effect. I find that if you're going to take something that is you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extra today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Izzy in here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those features include, by the way, the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about. That shrine. freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet really the answer to losing your extra pounds? Or working out and eating right, no longer working to help you lose weight? If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures and read his story at notfatanymore.com. You can get off that fad diet roller coaster forever. Check out NotFatAnymore.com.
We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want to talk about. Jeremy in Montana is listening on KGEZ. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, I was wanting to talk about something I know you're deathly concerned about, Ian.
What's that?
Chemtrails.
Oh, jeez.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, thank goodness.
should okay. know me better than that by now.
I don't know, man. I never know what to expect. Go ahead.
It could be true, but, you know, it's not worth going into. I want to talk about, we had a good time last night. A bunch of the Edge listeners got together and had karaoke, and I don't know, probably 50, 75 people showed up. It was probably
KGEZ Easy Remote?
So, wait, was this a station event, or was this just the listeners organized something?
No, it was kind of the listeners and the station all together, or actually the guy that does karaoke at the Los Caporales, he set it all up.
Man, Mark, you would have loved to have been at that, wouldn't you?
I would.
Mark is such a karaoke buff.
I couldn't believe there's only like four or five of us out of the whole bunch that would actually get up there and sing.
Did you sing? Were you one of them?
Oh, yeah.
What did you sing?
I sang The Ballad Ira Hayes by Johnny Cash.
Hmm.
I sang...
I imagine there's a lot of country out there in Montana when you go to karaoke.
Well, yeah, and it ended up being a little much. That's why we left early. I'm not a great big. I like Johnny Cash and stuff, but I'm not a big, country fan, but it's
gotcha.
Okay.
Mark likes to sing Monster Magnet songs.
Oh, I also do.
And the quick speaking songs. What are those? What's that band? Bare Naked Ladies?
Bare Naked Ladies is one. But I also do a Johnny Cash song. It's,
Ring of Fire?
No, the one where, I don't know, the train and going by the Folsom Prison Blues.
I wanted to do some Social Distortion, but they didn't have it.
I bet they didn't.
Hey, you don't sound too drunk tonight. You been drinking yet?
Just two or three.
Just two or three. All right, man. Well, have a good rest of your night, man. And
Ian,
thank you for the call.
Ian.
Yeah.
I had one other thing.
Go.
I wanted to know. I know I don't like it, but they have the shark attacks where they said on public beaches where they're actually going to arrest people if they go in the water.
Where is this?
San Diego. San Diego.
Wow, that's crazy.
I mean, if you want to go on the beach or go in the water, I mean, isn't that your own responsibility?
It should be. You're right. Thank you for the call, Jeremy. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Maybe people should be made aware that there was a great white attack not too long ago, a couple days yesterday, something like that, in San Diego. But to arrest people for going in the water? I don't know. I mean, at that point, you can tell them, you're going in the water at your own risk. Our cute blonde lifeguards and red one pieces are not going to run out and save you, just like you saw in Baywatch. It's not going to happen. So, good luck out there with the great white jaws mauling you.
Yeah, I'll stick to the pool. Thanks very much. We grew up in Florida, Mark, so the beach for us, I mean, at least for me, is, the beach. Okay, I've been there before. It's sandy. You kind of get used to it. It's something you end up taking for granted. And the more time you spend around the beach, the more just awful things you'll see happen, like red tide. That's just disgusting. And then there was one time my dad was actually, I was out with my family at the beach when I was a kid. And they tell you when you live in Florida, I don't know if they have stingrays in other places. I'm sure they do in the tropical areas.
Shuffle your feet.
They say, shuffle your feet, and that'll make it so the stingrays, if they're down there, will move out of your way. Well, my dad insisted he was shuffling his feet, and he got a barb right in the heel of his foot, and boy, did that ruin his day.
I bet it did.
He had to go to a walk-in clinic, and oh, it was awful.
You know, about swimming out where the sharks are, I used to, for exercise during the summer one year, I decided, I'm scared of going out too far in the water in the Gulf of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared of hammerhead sharks. I'm scared of sharks in general. I'm scared of the things that are in the water. So I'm going to go out every single day, and I'm going to swim out as far, I'm going to swim out straight out from the shore, mm-hmm. and then swim back as my exercise. Actually,
you were going to swim out where you're scared?
Right.
It was like getting over your fears or something?
Sure. Push your boundaries,
Gotcha.
And three times a week I did that, and I'd get out farther and farther. And
I'm scared of driving into oncoming traffic, but I haven't really decided to push my boundaries there.
Yeah, well, it's a fear of nothing when you're in the water. It's very unlikely. As a matter of fact, the only time I had any kind of danger is a speedboat almost ran over my head.
Oh, really?
So it wasn't the critters under the water. It was the hairless pink monkeys riding around in their little boats above the water that almost killed me.
Right.
And that could have happened going across the street, so.
So what was the point you were going to make? Was it that you were almost killed by a
speedboat?
Well,
just saying that I managed to overcome my fears, and the lifeguards had said, as a matter of fact, they wanted to tell me that.
Oh, really?
Somebody did at one point say, you're not allowed to go out that far. Thanks for your concern. I was going out farther than the little buoys were. I'm going to swim. Thank you very much. I can swim to Mexico. None of your business.
We continue with your phone calls. Go to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
You know what the definition of government is?
A gang of people ruling by threat of force.
Government is a bunch of gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests carrying out orders from a bunch of fat, stupid, ugly old ladies that watch soap operas and play bingo and read tabloids and don't know the metric system.
That's as good as anyone else's.
Now, a few days ago, one of these fat, stupid, ugly old ladies
that doesn't know the metric system.
Well, at the end of a soap opera, she got up to bring in the mail. And these darn politicians trying to tell me where they stand on the issues. Like, I'm supposed to care where the candidates stand on the issues. Throw this right in the trash. And what's this? Oh, they're having a sale on chocolate fudge, and I can get back in time for bingo. Oh, I gotta go. So she drives off to the mall and goes shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget the chocolate fudge, of course. And on her way back, driving down the interstate, she sees the sign that says, Springfield, 62 miles, 100 kilometers. Okay? By the way, the dictionary says you have two choices there. You can say it either way, or you can say it either way, kilometers or kilometers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But either way or either way. And she gets home, all freaking out, fires off an angry letter to a congressman. Do not vote for the metric system. Do not vote for the metric system. I'll never be able to handle it. I'm too stupid, and this is America. And okay, so she fires off the letter. Because she'll never be able to handle the metric system, you see.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, she unpacks the stuff she bought, like her 2-liter tonic, okay? here in New England, by the way, Free State Project members need to know that here in New England, tonic is something you drink, not something you pour on your hair.
Gotcha.
Okay? And let's see, her 15-ampere fuses, her 75-watt bulbs, 35-millimeter film, and last but not least, the 1,000-milligram vitamin C tablets. That's what it says on the label, 1,000 milligrams.
She probably doesn't know how big that is either.
Yeah, well, see, you know why it says 1,000 milligrams?
Because that's how they measure that?
Well, there's a name for 1,000 milligrams.
Because it's a gram.
1 gram, mm-hmm. but they know that the fat, stupid, ugly old ladies would see, oh, this is only 1 gram, and the other brand has 500 milligrams. Oh, I'm going to buy the other brand because they're stupid. And that's okay.
The problem somebody's got to be dumb, right?
Yeah, you know, that's okay. The problem is that they vote in our elections.
That is the problem. It seems to me that usually in the elections, you can count on the government people coming out to vote for themselves and to vote themselves more largesse from the taxpayer. It seems like they own the elections. And Tom, thanks for the call tonight. Interesting. He calls in to beat some interesting drums, doesn't he, Mark?
I'm for the metric system, but I don't think that the government should be involved in it at all. I think that it should be completely market-based.
Yeah.
In the same way that some vitamin C tablets measure in milligrams, but they sell me my pasta in pounds.
But I don't think it is market-based on some products. Probably, like, if you're importing, you probably have to
I'm sure it's not on road signs.
System. More on the way. You take control. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 1-800-529 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. It is a live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then buy some stuff at the Free Talk Live store. Just head on over to store.freetalklive.com and purchase Free Talk Live t-shirts, hats, hoodies. We've also got free marketeer flags and t-shirts as well. And more products. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. Well, it's finally happened.
What's that?
The federal government is investigating LASIK surgery. Well, LASIK surgery.
We do know the Reagan quote there, that when it comes to what the government, how the government sees things, is if it moves, tax it. If it keeps moving, regulate it. And if it stops moving, subsidize it.
I am surprised LASIK has gone so long, so untouched as it has been. I'm sure there's some level of control. I don't know what it is. I'm not a LASIK doctor, and I don't know any of them personally. If you are and you want to comment, 1-800-259-9231. But now they've decided to step in. According to the Associated Press, a decade after LASIK surgery hit the market, patients left with fuzzy instead of clear vision are airing their grievances before federal health officials. Make no mistake, most LASIK recipients do walk away with crisper vision, some better than 20/20. But not everyone's a good candidate, and an unlucky few do suffer life-changing side effects. Poor vision, painful dry eyes, glare, or problems seeing at night. How big are the risks? Well, the Food and Drug Administration thinks about 5% of patients are dissatisfied with LASIK. How many struggle daily with side effects? How many are just unhappy that they couldn't completely ditch their glasses? The range of effects on patients' quality of life is a big unknown. So with a public hearing yesterday, the FDA is beginning a new effort to determine if warnings about LASIK's risks are appropriate. The agency also is pairing with eye surgeons for a major study expected to enroll hundreds of LASIK patients to better understand who has bad outcomes and exactly what their complaints are. According to the bureaucrats, clearly, there's a group who are not satisfied and do not get the kind of results they expect. The study should help us predict who those patients might be before they have the procedure. About 7.6 million Americans have undergone some form of laser vision correction, including a $2,000 per eye LASIK. It's quick and, if no problems occur, painless. Doctors cut a flap in the cornea, the clear covering of the eye, aim a laser underneath it, and zap to reshape the cornea for sharper sight. The vast majority of patients, 95%, see better, and they're happy they had LASIK, according to one of the doctors. But they advise against LASIK for 1 in 4 people who seek the surgery. Their pupils may be too large or corneas too thin, or they may have some other condition that can increase the risk of a poor outcome. Now, Julia, my girlfriend, has been researching LASIK recently. She's had vision problems since being a very young lady, and she'd like to correct it very much and LASIK is interesting.
Pain in the butt wearing glasses all the time. And I've had two girlfriends that have had LASIK.
It's affordable, and so she's been looking into it. And, you know, the fact is, it's no secret that 5% of people are unsatisfied, that there are side effects for some people, that there are complications and problems. It's surgery. They tell you this when you go in to get consulted. When I went to get my vasectomy, I was told that while the vasectomy is the most frequently done and safest of all male operations, it's still an operation. And anytime you go under the knife, there's a chance, albeit maybe a small one, there is a chance something's going to mess up, or you're not going to be able to take it, or whatever the, you know, whatever the problem is, there's always a chance. You could even die if you go and have a vasectomy done. I mean, it's possible. It doesn't happen really very often, I'm sure.
But, I'm sure it's very rare.
But it's possible. And they tell you these things up front. And so as an individual who has the freedom to choose things in our daily lives, I was given the opportunity to say no and say, no, you know what? It's not worth the risk for me. I'm going to just go home and keep my innards the way they are. I don't really need this surgery, so I'm just going to, forget about it. I could have done that, but I chose to go under the knife and take that risk. Similarly, these people choosing LASIK were made aware of the risks. They had a consultation done beforehand. It's not like you just walk into the office and they, lay down. All right, let's get the laser out here. No, there's a consultation. They check you out, and they tell you what you're looking at, and they tell you what the process is going to be like, and you're informed of everything. So how these people can be so upset after the fact, you were warned.
Well, it's disappointment, and it's expectations. You know, if you're not part of that 95% that is able to see, you know, that has no complications, it's a disappointing. And I think that these LASIK surgeons, often it seems to me that they got a huge money machine that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
They got the system going, bam, bam, bam. And what they don't do is they don't do follow up. They don't, for people that have problems.
Really?
They don't do anything for you. It's like, oh, well, you paid your money, you got your operation, see you later. And that's the problem, is they've got these big money machines, they could care less, and you know, they're getting, as far as I'm concerned, they're getting what they deserve. They're members of the AMA. They kiss the FDA's ring. And if the FDA's coming down on them like a hammer of God, fine. Because I can tell you that I had one of these girlfriends that was one of these 5%, and the doctor told her to go take a flying leap.
Really?
Yes. There's customer service for you, pal.
Well, I don't know if it's fair to say they're all that way,
Mark. I'm not saying they all are either, but, you know, hey, how come some of the LASIK surgeons aren't running ads that say,
insured?
What's that?
I'd like to see them insure their services. That would be nice, right?
Insurance would be great. How come some of them aren't running ads and saying, they know that 5%'s out there, and they know they're dissatisfied. Come in, let us look at the other doctor's surgery. Maybe we can do something for you.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Not doing anything. They're getting I'm not saying it's good what the government's doing, but, you know, if you run rampant out there, somebody's going to try to rein you in. And one of the ways they're going to try to do that is government.
Well, you know, if what you're saying is true, and this is a widespread problem with the doctors just leaving people in the gutter,
I can
like
only
that.
Tell you about one doctor, but...
Yeah, well, you made it sound like it was a widespread problem.
But do you see the commercials? They're out there advertising.
Watch TV.
They have huge. Come on, they've been doing the commercials for 10 years. You haven't seen a television in 10 years.
I probably saw one at some point.
You know, they have these huge, huge offices that they do these out of. They're granite and steel, palatial things. Mm-hmm. They're making a lot of money doing these. The people that are doing LASIK surgery are making a lot.
Good. They should make a lot of money. They're helping people see again.
If they're helping some people see again, they should follow up on their work. They should do a better job of that.
The doctors I've gone to in the past, and it's been very rare, but the people I've known that have gone to doctors, a lot of time they do follow up. So I don't know. I think it's not fair to say they should do that.
The whole thing. You know, I mean, the problem is, you know, it takes a while to heal from this. You don't know how long the glare at night's going to last. A year later, you still got glare. I really do think that you should be able to call the doctor and say, look, I've got some glare going on here. What can you do for me?
Mm. No, I agree with you.
That
I mean,
should
you
be part of the service.
Well, if 7.6 million...
They don't want to hear from you. At least this doctor sure didn't.
Well, you know, if there are 7.6 million people that have gotten this done in America alone, that's a lot of people. I mean, if it's 5% that are unhappy, that's almost 500,000 people that are dissatisfied with the service. So that's a significant market segment. You would think there'd be some response out there to say that, or there would be some sort of guarantee level where you could go in and say, okay, they're going to tell you, look, this is risky, this might not work for you, and then you could say, well, if it doesn't work, then what? You mean people aren't asking that question? If it doesn't work, then what? Well, okay, if it doesn't work, then come back in. We'll try to fix it, or we'll send you to get some surgery done. Or we're going to, if it doesn't work, too bad. You know, that's what you get with a $900 LASIK.
It's easy to believe them when they say, well, you know, it's probably not going to happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to believe it's going to be them? 95%?
Well, I understand what you're saying, Mark, but there are some people out there that are very concerned about that sort of a risk level. A 5% risk is a relatively high one.
There are some people, and they're not getting LASIK.
Okay. 1-800-259-9231. I don't think that the federal government should be stepping in here at all. I think that if there is a problem,
we have a huge convoluted system with the Food and Drug Administration and the AMA being this government sanctioned union for doctors. Mm-hmm. What we need to do is do away with all of that. But the problem is currently that's what we've got. So what do we do about that, Ian?
Well, like you said, get rid of it all. Get rid of the FDA and let the marketplace handle itself.
It's going to be a big sea change for us to get rid of the FDA and the AMA. I'm for it. As far as I'm concerned, the AMA should exist, but they shouldn't have the FDA as their attack dog.
Well, anybody should be able to get out there and offer services. The AMA can exist, but we should allow nurses, for instance, should be allowed to get out there and offer similar things. Because many nurses can do the things that doctors can do. It's just that they aren't allowed to unless there's a doctor present, for instance. So there's all kinds of silly rules on the system.
Not LASIK, but I mean other things.
Yeah, we're talking generally.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of silly rules on the system that should be changed. But if you've, maybe you work in the LASIK field and you can comment on this. I get the feeling, I find it hard to believe that all LASIK doctors are that hardcore, that cold-hearted towards their patients. More coming up, though. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is on the way.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.